My name is Donna Coulter, and I was sexually abused from the age of 5 until I left home at 17. My abuser was my father. Like most kids, I kept it a secret and was threatened to keep silent as well. My earliest memory in my life was being home alone with my father. He began by putting his fingers in my vagina and told me not to tell anyone. At 5 years old, I knew it was very wrong because of the way I felt. I told my mother immediately when she returned home what had happened, and with a collective laugh, I was dismissed as a child in the things they say. Although I tried to avoid my father, there were times I could not get away in the small house we lived in Rutherford County. The sexual abuse progressively got worse from the repeated digital penetration, fondling, and ultimately intercourse. This abuse continued until I left home at the age of 17. When I was in junior high, however, I told the school guidance counselor. Yet again, nothing was done, and my abuse continued. My cries for help were never answered. To this day, my abuser has never faced prosecution, even though he has admitted to the abuse in varying degrees over the years. I was never removed from the home for my safety. Although I escaped the ongoing repeated abuse at home, I would not escape the detrimental effects that childhood sexual abuse has had on me. It can take many years for an adult with a history of child abuse to even come forward for fear of opening up the shame that typically consumes all victims and the possibility that nothing would ever be done. Victims of childhood sexual abuse often experience physical, emotional, and detrimental health problems, sometimes in the form of chronic illnesses. In my experience, it became normal to live in a persistent fight or flight state for many years of my childhood, something that has been attributed to chronic adrenal fatigue in adults. Many other victims go on to be diagnosed with chronic pain, fibromyalgia, and other varying muscle diseases, to name a few. My point is that childhood sexual abuse victims not only suffer while they're young, their health can and does suffer for a lifetime. How do you help the victims who have endured such horrific experiences at the hands of predatory abusers? Remove the statute of limitations in the state of Tennessee and take every measure necessary to protect and seek justice for these victims. Aggressive prosecution and serving justice goes a very long way in the healing process. I still struggle with the impact because my abuser was never prosecuted. You have the power to help so many victims get the justice they so richly deserve. Please join many other states in the U.S. and remove the statute of limitations in the state of Tennessee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions or comments from the commission? All right.